When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world.
You hear it?
And today, got one of my brethrens in the building again, man. You dig? I got my guy Dello, man.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Jack? Talk to me.
Man, cooling, man.
Yeah,
cooling.
Man, you know, so for the ones that don't know you, because I'm sure there's ones that do, I love to start it off like that, because there's always some people that know us. You know what I'm saying? Some damn where in the corner somewhere. You know, if you will, give the people a little bit about your background.
Man.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Chicago.
Okay.
Northside, Wilson and Magnolia. You know? Mm. Around Blackstones, you feel
ooh,
me?
Ooh, yeah.
That Lakeshore Drive.
Man. I stayed out in Chicago a little bit, man. You know, it's a definitely a rough city come up out of.
Vicious.
Yeah. What was your experience like that growing up, man?
Man, just staying out the way, man. Being around some good OGs that,
yeah,
that tell you the right thing, even if it's, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah,
just like, and just making sure I'm making all the right decisions.
Yeah.
All the right shit, but definitely being around racketeering, killing, just everything. Like,
yeah,
like the everything. But seeing my father going to jail at an early age, it kind of made me step up and do the right things and stay out the way.
Was you taking care of the household?
Definitely taking care of the household.
Yeah.
Like I ain't had no choice other than brother keep going to jail, father gone. That's all I could do was take care of the household.
Yeah. How about your siblings, man? Like, how many siblings you got?
I only got one sibling on my mama's side. That's my brother. And my daddy had probably like 8-10 kids type shit.
Man, motherfuckers always be busy, don't they?
Big family. Big family.
So, how was the upbringing actually in the household with your mom and dad? Like, you know what I'm saying? What was the experience with them?
As far as in my kids' stages, it was just all good as far as in, like, where I come from, like, my goddaddy was Larry Hoover. So, like, my real father being William Moe.
Say
it
again.
My goddaddy was Larry Hoover. So, as in, the times I couldn't remember as in me being a kid,
huh,
it was all nice times and all just, like, hearing good stories about everything. But seeing that like, y'all went to jail early, and when I started growing up, it was, like, everything for myself type shit. Like just feeding off of what I got, what I can do, and just running from that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was curious, man. You know what I'm saying? You having that type of upbringing, how's it with your children? You got any children yourself?
I got
eight kids.
Oh,
man.
Love them to death.
And you still manage to be doing music and everything else.
They keep me going. Like, I wouldn't probably be in this drive I'm in if I ain't had no kids. I'd probably be somewhere lazy. Like,
where do you really think you'd be?
I'd probably be somewhere on the streets, man. On the streets. It's probably still in Chicago. I probably wouldn't even move from Chicago.
Yeah. Think you would have made it out of Chicago?
Nah, I knew I wouldn't have made it out of Chicago. Because everybody I know, dead or in jail.
Damn, man. That shit, you know, I think it's it's fucked up because you hear a lot of these stories and people, you know, a lot of it comes with losing people, and death, you know? It's like, man, that ain't even, that I think that fucks everybody up, man. Like, everybody's got, like, I hated losing people. I just lost somebody the other day, man, and I feel like it constantly changes you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I always feel indifferent some way about myself. Like, definitely, when I lose somebody, like, there's a gap.
Definitely. Like, I'm numb to the point where I done lost the only person that knew me best. Like, after I lost my mom, it wasn't, like, I don't even do funerals no more. I don't do none of that. Like, that's over. Like, definitely. Like, death's, it'll put you in a whole different area. Like, that's why I started rapping, because of death, like coming out of a black hole.
Yeah. So you're saying that the death that was happening around you put you to wanting to do music today?
Yep. I lost my mama, and I hooked up with Boosie, and we did that I Miss You track.
Yeah.
I just wanted to take it from there and just keep it going.
We're gonna talk about that. I gotta ask this, man, because you know I interview rappers, man. Like I do. Like I like sitting down with rappers. I like sitting down with entertainers, people who's trying to push the culture, you know. But I never really ask anybody, do you have a manager?
I have a manager. Yes, it's all family. It's all home base. All inside. Since we all independently doing everything ourselves, so it's all family right now.
Who manages you?
I got Boss Lady. Boss Lady, she's a close family that took me under when my mama passed away and daddy been gone. Daddy passed away, so I just been going with what the person gonna tell me was the best for me, and just going from there.
Leads to my next question: do you feel, like you've gotten taken to the right direction with them? Do you feel like you know they've really put you in position?
Yes, because they let me do what I want to do.
Yeah, and I get that, and that's a good thing. But I'm saying, like, are they actually doing the job that you need for your career to push you to the next level? Genuinely, can you really say that in your heart?
Yes, I can say that. Yes.
So you say they're the ones that keep you on tour. They'll keep you on. They'll keep you doing everything that you need to do. There's no slip ups.
None at all. And when I'm doing wrong, they let me know. Like,
I say that to say this. I notice when you deal with family members, you know, especially when it comes to business, things like that, I don't feel like, I'm not saying everybody,
it
but
is,
people
though.
Don't take it as serious it as is. You need them it to, then you would go to walk to a stranger and, you know, interact with them. And, you know, that's what they do too. And you can really, nobody sure. wants to cross the boundaries in that. I feel like family members do is what I'm trying to
for
get
sure.
to.
But this is like, this is family as far as I'm like, ain't no contracts. It's all love. Like, it's all love. We ain't got nothing. We both got the same goal. We both on the same mission.
Right.
Ain't no, you feel, we ain't talking percentages. We gonna talk when we get to the top.
I feel that, but I'm gonna tell you this, man. It's 2022.
Fact.
Contracts is everything.
Yes.
At that point. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with somebody that you know you gotta, because that can alter a relationship.
It can.
Forever.
It can.
If one thing goes awry, you know, I would rather have that with a stranger or somebody I don't gotta see every day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Than somebody that I do, because I really care for my loved ones. So I don't know if I could do that.
I feel like it's only Money Records. They got me at their best interest. We doing the right thing, and they letting me be the face of it. They letting me do everything. I own everything. They just giving me the no's and the don'ts and the maybes and go forwards.
Yeah.
So,
being you're based out of Indianapolis today, right?
Yes.
Say you grew up in you say you grew up in Chicago.
Yep. Born in Chicago. Moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, 10th Street on the east side. It's crazy.
How good are the relationships with you and some of the other local rappers around there?
Man, I got good love out there, like for some of the best rappers, some of the best singers, like Lil E, the whole GTE Grind Time, Coke Nation. It's a lot of them. FOTB, like it's a lot of talent in Indianapolis, but like people ain't reaching.
Yeah.
People ain't reaching. So if I'm gonna be the first person from the city to start reaching for us, and I'm here.
Yeah. Seems like, man, it's a lot of, I'm going to say it because this is the first words that come to my mind about it. Like, I feel like there's a lot of starving artists all over the country. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that make good music, might not have the proper backing for it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So yes. I think there's a lot of people right now, a lot of motherfuckers, man, that are great at music, that actually can carry a note, that can actually do what they need to do, but just really don't have the funding, man.
Yeah, and it's always that, or scared, or ain't 100% going in. But it's a lot of talent, and people just don't want to put their money where their mouth is.
Were you scared going in?
Not saying scared. I was just doing a lot of things, like know, this was just something, I started doing, like I said, just to come out my black hole. But I wasn't talking to nobody. I stopped answering my phone. I stopped going to work. Like, I really been out the way just working and taking care of these kids my whole life. Businesses. So, and rap, the rap stuff and starting to seeing the feedback I started getting just motivated me to keep going, because I was always hearing something positive about any time I dropped.
I think that's what's important, you know, is to get positive feedback. But I think we all know in pretty much anything that you do that's in entertainment, it's going to come bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People ain't going to always have something good to say, but I mean, you got to rock through it.
Definitely.
You know, it's important to rock through it, man. Should I see shit all the time about me, other people I know, or just people like just overall, like just putting their two cents in constantly. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to let that be the determining factor of what I do.
Thanks.
You know, and I noticed that even with a lot of artists, that's the problem. They let the viewer or the people that the consumer, because when it comes to music, there's consumers. You know,
they get to us sometimes. Like sometimes we take our music seriously. Like we probably done put 13 hours in this song, and we ain't trying to hear nothing negative when it comes through. So it just be different from a freestyle or something we was really talking about, a person that passed away, and then somebody say something about it. So it'll hit different at times. So it depends on somebody saying something at the right time or the wrong time.
Yeah. What's the difference to you? What's the difference between real rappers and cap rappers? Right? I mean, that's like, because there are cap rappers.
It's definitely.
There's a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So like, and I never really used that terminology until I start hearing a lot of people saying like, oh, I don't be meaning half that shit.
Man, I think like as far as in cap rappers, everything cap where I come from, like unless you seen it, somebody's showing it in your face, I don't believe it. Hmm. So if I'm listening to your rap and I can't see it when I go to your page, I ain't believing it. So I'm gonna believe it's cap. Like you listen to my music, you go to my gram, everything I'm talking about, you gonna see. So that's the difference between me believing something and me seeing something. So everything caps I see.
Do you feel like you may have started out as a cap rapper? Everybody starts somewhere, Dello. Everybody start out some motherfucking weird. Straight up.
As far as I don't want to say starting off as a cap rapper, because everything I said, I achieved it and I did it. But as far as in like lying about a price, you really paid this, what is this? Or you know what I'm talking about? Like switching up a wage.
Yeah.
As far as, like, as, far as having something, then I'm definitely gonna have it, but I'll probably add an extra $10,000-$20,000 or something. So I can say that's the cap of that, but we did.
Right. What's more important to you? And this is a real serious question. What's more important to you? Is it getting love from your own city or getting more love from other cities while you're on the road?
Getting love from my own city?
Yeah. Why is that?
Because, like, I don't really know how to explain it, but as far as, like, me knowing that I'm born from Chicago and me being in Indianapolis, and that's why I'm really, in my head, like, that's I'm a Hoosier now, and people probably don't feel like that if, you know what I'm talking about? Like, as far as, like, you're looking at, like, this nigga claimed it, but, like, yeah, but I feel like them showing me more love, I might be able to go harder. I might be able to go stronger. It'll probably uplift some things off my back, but definitely, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. Well, I ask that because I'm like, okay, well, you know, I would want the love from my city first, because if I'm not getting love from my city, I'm not probably going to get love nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it starts really in your city. I mean, people do go. I'm not going to say that because I know people do go and they weren't really shit in their area. And then when they go and they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that's why rappers probably forget they don't really mention their city when they blow?
And it is that. It's not no probably. It's 300 people in your own city, the only person that's going to mess with you before the whole world listen to it. So then you go. You just gonna take the people that's been messing with you. It's probably one south side, the west, the east, and north ain't even listening to you. So when you go, you only gonna show love to the people who've been showing love to you.
Right.
So it'd be different from, you know, when the whole city behind you, because you on the radios, you getting booked to the little parties and this, and then other than when you already make it, or when you start going mainstream, then that's when they wanna mess with you. And that's when your phone ringing and you on it. You know what I'm talking about? But like, It's definitely that. And that's how it be.
It's like that in like big cities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's hard to, I'm not saying it's super hard, but it's hard to get on in LA. It's hard to get on in New York. It's hard to like just get on. Mm-hmm. Like drop a track, this is it. This is a motherfucking hit right here and everybody gonna bang this shit. It's support, but it don't be that type of support, I feel.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the rap game today, I'm gonna say it, homie. I don't see the support. I feel like there's a lot more that could be brought to the table. I'm starting to hear the music. To me, it's starting to get watered down, off beat, off like just it's changed in dynamic.
Yeah. Definitely. Detroit took off though.
Detroit took off.
I ain't never like, we weren't even listening to like that from Chicago. We was on drill. So me hearing that Detroit stuff, it really took off. Like I ain't never heard nothing like that. I ain't even understand it. So I'm trying to listen to that now and figure out what I'm going to start doing on some they style and mixed up with what I got to come up with something like. But it's definitely was something that was nice.
How has drill music affected Indianapolis?
Drill music, not even saying drill music affecting Indianapolis, but everybody want to do drill music now. So they feel like that's going to get you where you need to go closer.
Well, that's why I ask, because I'm like, you know, it's different places and different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. Shit hits different in different areas. You know, definitely. It might not hit the same. So that's why I'm asking. I'm like, how has drill music affected Indianapolis today in the culture?
Bro, people in Indianapolis, people in Chicago, everybody using drill music and ain't probably shot nothing. So it's just something to do at this point, the right beat. Somebody going to come out of nowhere with some lyrics to go with it.
Hmm. How long do you give yourself to make a couple of mil out the music industry before you just say, fuck it? If it don't work, if you don't make it, you're like, fuck it.
Man.
How long do you give yourself?
I ain't even like, right now I'm having fun, so I ain't even going to give myself no nothing. Like, this all for fun. Like, I'm just now taking it serious. Like, I'm just now turning it up and seeing what all I got.
Yeah.
So like it ain't even no time limit with me. This is priceless. Hmm. Like I'm gonna give it all I got.
Yeah. How long you been deep into it?
I've been deep into it for like 3-4 years. I've been around it for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Like it took for my OG passed for me to get serious and just figure out the right way and start coming up with stuff and I'm here.
He used to talk to you about you doing this?
No.
What he used to talk to you about before he passed? Yo, G.
The streets.
Same motherfucking story, man. That's why I always feel like it's important, and especially with rappers, because rappers got the most influence. You know what I'm saying? It's important to veer these kids in different lights. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, let them know that, man, you're really not shooting at people like that, or you're really not, you know what I'm saying? Like, come out with it, like, just say, hey, it's just music. You know what I'm saying? I'm just good at painting a story. Because
yes.
That's really what the hell it is. It's painting stories. But these kids pick it up like it's real, and they go out and they fucking try that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't really respect that, bro. I think, for real, like, rappers that's out there that's doing that type of music, hey, man, I listen to it. I fuck with it. But let them know that it's not really that, man, because what that shit's doing is it's influencing these kids to move in a different light.
And they definitely taking heed to it.
Motherfuckers is getting younger now shooting folks. They're not getting older.
Yeah.
The kids is getting younger and it's going off the music, Dello.
Yeah, no, then they just passed the law where you don't need no permit to carry a gun in some states, especially Indiana, like, you ain't even got to file no gun permit now. You can walk around with that mug. Like, so
it's just, where at?
Indiana.
You can just walk around, no permit.
You can walk around with it, no permit now. No gun permit.
So these little kids is running around like they cap guns.
Everybody got them now. Like, women, men.
When you go and do shows out there, you be worried about that? Like, when you're doing a show in Indy and you like, fuck, somebody might pop off in this motherfucker tonight.
Nope. I got it down here. Like, we moving like president down there. Like, ain't nothing moving down there. Like,
yeah. So you ain't never had no problems at none of the shows you ever threw back in the spot?
Never.
Not one.
Not one.
Not a hiccup. Not a nigga even wrinkling his nose.
Man, we in there. Backdoor action, eating good. Backdoor action to the house. Like, Yeah. Ain't no problems, ain't no line, ain't none of that.
Like, yeah. Before we dive in with the Boosie, because I want to ask you about that too. Was there any other artists that you were working with that was mainstream?
I work with Don Tripp. Mm. I work with Don Tripp from Memphis. Yep, me and him got a song together. Mm. Yep, Don Tripp. I work with Lil E. You probably don't know Lil E, but you gonna listen. You gonna hear him very soon. Like he definitely.
It's been amazing being able to get y'all in here, man, and the people that are up and coming, because there's new ones that's coming, and it's just cool to catch y'all before this shit really starts to get on. Then it's hard for us to catch up with you motherfuckers. So, you know, it's easier to come and do this and sit here with you, man, you know? But I'm gonna ask you another question, man, that I really feel you can give me a good answer to, man. You know, if you said fuck rap tomorrow, okay? If you said fuck rap tomorrow, I don't want to do rap no more, I'm not rapping myself no more, would you still stay in the culture and maybe pick up some artists?
Yep.
Would you still like stand and invest?
Yep.
Do you feel like you've gained enough knowledge at least, you know, you going through the experience?
Mm-hmm. It's 10%
talent. 10%
talent. 90% business.
Break that down a little bit.
Like, when I get, like, it's, like, talent. This is about being, I know the business part, so now just taking your time, slowly but surely, invest how you want to invest, and get there how you want to get there.
I guess that's how it is, right? You know, when I'm even hearing these, and I don't want to call them bums, but I be just hearing some rappers that just don't sound that damn good.
Mm-hmm.
For real, bro. And I wonder how they got on and how the hell they fucking record hit the fucking airwaves. And it's because they had the promo. They had the backing. Somebody knew the structure. Somebody knew what they needed to walk through to get the results.
Facts.
I kind of see that now because it really ain't talent. The motherfucker be shit. Puppy doo-doo. His rhymes are trash. Basuda. And he still gets on the motherfucking, he still get, for real, y'all.
Nah,
he still gets on the radio, and I'm like, who put this trash on the airwaves? But I see now, it's all the business. It's knowing how to walk through to even move a song. I'm going to ask you this. As a rapper, what do you feel is better to move right now? A track, one track, or a fucking mixtape or album?
I go with the one track with a video on the side, because screaming whole EPs and whole, like, and if you serious with it, it's gonna be expensive. So just put all that you got into one single at a time and you go from there. If you serious, if you just dropping music, then you probably don't know the business part, but like building fan base, put your money into one track and get it as far as you can as possible.
Yeah.
Like the money listeners ain't no plaything, so you would know if somebody listening or not.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it's, and this is no jab at the radio stations or nothing like that, but it doesn't really seem like it's the radio anymore. It seems like it's how many streams can you get?
Yeah.
Who done picked you up? Spotify, somebody of that nature. That's where it seems like the real streams are coming from.
That's definitely where it's at.
I notice when people put even in their little bios, they don't talk about the radio stations they've been on. They talk about where they've, how many streams they've had, this many million streams off of this, or mm-hmm. this many million streams off that. The game to doing music today has definitely fucking changed.
Definitely. Like, you don't even really need the labels. Like, you can make your own money. Like, you just gotta get out here. Like, you just gotta get out here.
People are lazy though, Dello. Let's be honest.
Yes.
People lazy, bro.
They are.
Like, you telling the truth. You really giving some jewels on it. Like, man, you just really got to get up and make the move. You don't really need nobody. But some people do need people because they need guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do need it. Because if that was I got to say that. Because if that was the case, you know, management and labels and shit like that wouldn't exist.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If everybody was capable of doing that. But I'm not saying it's not doable.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely doable. How about you? Would you go to a big label if somebody came to you right now and put the check on the table and you just signed away on the dotted line?
It depends. I'm entertaining offers.
What would that depend to?
Cause I'm really looking for a distro. Like, I've been doing everything this long. It's really not too many things that you can like offer me. I got the car. I got the house. I just need somebody to turn me up.
Like, what would be the deal breakers for you if somebody came and offered you, as an artist, multi-million-dollar check sitting there on the table, or just even a meal ticket right now. Like, hey, man, we got a meal ticket for you just to do an EP or some shit. Or, but what would be a deal breaker in that? Because it's always some foreign language in that shit.
Man, it's
always some foreign language in that shit.
I wouldn't even know. I ain't never seen nothing like it before, but I know that I just would like a dish show, but I will take a meal for EP. Like, who wouldn't take that?
Yeah.
But, like, I definitely just looking for dish show.
What if it comes with some stipulations?
I might go, but I be listening to Dolph and Nipsey too much for me to even, you know what I'm talking about?
But, Dello, what if it came with stipulations?
I might go.
What if you still going to take it?
I'm saying
if I what if it's something you're not comfortable with?
I ain't going if I ain't comfortable. I can't take care of these kids.
I mean, well, you are comfortable with taking $1 million from them.
But I know what I can do with $1 million. It ain't about the first deal.
True. But you know what I've seen in the music business, people get their hands, right, on all this money. They get their hands on all this money, and they be gotten go on tour. So, you know, there's clothes, there's things like that that you got to pay for, your little accessories, your rooms, your bottles, the food you want to eat, tricking your little $30, $40 off with them little sack chasers, you know, doing all the shit that you're doing, right? And then at the end of the trip, then that label hits you with a fat-ass bill.
See?
People fail to realize that part. They always look at the fucking check and say, yeah, I'm going to take the check. But you realize that's stuff you're supposed to take for investments, really. Like to even put out videos, to even put out shit like that.
Facts.
You're supposed to, that's what that money's for. But everybody takes the money and they get on some bullshit.
Yep. Definitely. Like me.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be different with me, though. Because I ain't.
Tell me how. How is it going to be different with you, Dello, than it is going to be with any other rapper, man? Like, where do you change the game?
I'm changing the game off the point where I got everything that they gonna try to give you. Like the old days when they had the basketball player talking, we're going to give you the house and the car and the clothes. Like, when you come to me, it can't be nothing but a sack, because I'm already having everything that you're going to try to offer me as far as the house, the car, the clothes, the land. Like, I got home cares, daycares. Like,
yeah.
So it kind of expands me. Like, I'm having fun. Like, this is for happiness. Like, I'm happy now. My OG, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I ain't coming to this on a mission. I need the money. Woo. I came to this. Like, now I'm happy because I came out of a black hole from when my mama passed away. So I'm really just living. Like, you know what I'm talking about? So it's different. Like,
the black hole that you keep bringing up. That black hole, how was that, for real, how was that experience, man, you being in that, like, at that time? Like, what were you experiencing? Like, were you even thinking about music at the time?
Nah, I wasn't no music, but I wasn't thinking at all. Like, I wasn't answering my phone. I wasn't taking care of my kids.
Right.
Like, I'm talking about like that. Like, I thought it was over. Like, I was torn. Like, I ain't never, like, I done lost niggas. I done lost cousins.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never lost no mama. This is the only person that know me best. So I was just done. Like, I didn't even think it was no coming back. Like, I had a good job. I wasn't going to work. Like, so for me to get in that studio and start talking again and coming out, like, that's what I mean by I came out that black hole. So right now, this for happiness. Like, this streaming money and that ass cap and that media base check, like, that's just extras. Like, damn, we really getting paid off this? Like, on some easy NWA. Like, when I watch them movies, like, damn, so it's serious. Like, we ain't got to be no rapper, just jump in and it happened. So, like, that's one of them. Like, I'm really living a dream right now. Like, I'm happy to be up and be able to move
and
talk.
Can I ask you something? What did you do with your first bag that you ever got? Ain't even, it could be from your music or it could just be an overall life. Like, what did you do with your first bag?
My first bag.
Where did it go?
I bought a house, gave all my baby mama some money, all my kids some money, and I just bought cars, boat. Like, I was just doing everything just to make me happy. Like, and everybody around me, kids.
You were trying to, well, it seems like you was trying to fill a void, like fill a gap.
Not saying a gap, but just, and it is a gap, because I feel like sometimes you chase stuff Well, I buy stuff just to be happy and then sell it in 2 weeks because I was only happy for 2 weeks. So, like, it's definitely one of those.
Impulsive buying.
Yeah.
You were searching for happiness, man. Yeah. I'm glad that you found it within music, and I'm glad that, like, we could sit here today and even talk about that, man, because I like hearing these type of stories, and I hope that the viewers do too, man, because this is to build motivation. You know, this is to build, you know, for you to go and stride in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, people got to understand, man, it's not always about the glitz and the glamour.
Yes, sir.
The good, man. People don't see past that shit. They don't know what it took to really build that person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What even made you, like, for real, bro? Like, what even made you pick up rap? Like, why? Like, did you say, fuck it, I'm good at it? Like, did you?
Not just the people. I've been around it for a long time, so. It was like, I done been around it. I done been to studios, been around it, and just tried it one day. And then, like I said, went to that, I looked on Instagram one day, seen Boo just lost somebody, went in his DM, told him I just lost my mama, told me to pull up, and I pulled up, and we did the song. So it was just like, it was God's plan, though, like, because I was nothing. And just like, all right, I'm taking it serious. I'm around it.
Why you say that, man?
Like, just because...
I don't like that. Nah. First, somebody... I think a couple other people have spoke like that to me. I'm like, no, man, that's not the way it is. Don't ever say you not nothing. Because you always something, man. You see, sure? Any... I don't give a fuck if it's 1% and 2 pennies that you got rubbing together. Nigga, you're something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's always something you can be... Something is something you can build from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Never say that about yourself, Church. I don't sure. like that. You know what I'm saying? Kick that vernacular to the curb. You know what I'm saying? I can't, sure. never could.
For sure.
Nothing will always be nothing. You know what I'm saying? Straight sure. up, Church. It's important, man. So let's go ahead. That leads to my next one, man. Let's get off the touchy shit. You know what I'm saying? I see that you did a project track with Boosie and I believe my man D3.
Yeah, D3, that's my man. That's like my son right there. That's my right hand, right? That's my secret weapon.
Yeah. What was that like, man?
Man.
Tell us about Boosie a little bit. What was the experience like with him?
Unk crazy. Unk real. Unk lit. Mm-hmm. Unk motivation. Unk keep you...
Show me your pussy, I'll give you $1,000. Show me your pussy. Yeah, they took his Instagram from him, Church, for a little minute. I remember that
they
shit.
They keep taking this shit. They keep taking this shit.
Show me your pussy, I'll give you $1,000.
Nah, for real. Like, it's motivation. But every time I link up with them, it's motivation.
Yeah.
I'm going out there after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yes, he definitely motivation. He definitely let you keep you, don't stop, never give up. Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Right.
Like, I've been trying to show my way now just for him to see it and see I'm trying to do my own. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Let him see, like, I can do my own. I don't need no this. I can show you that. Like, you feel me?
How did you meet Boosie?
I, like, getting on this page one day and seeing that he done lost somebody, but then he got somebody named Playboy that make his beats from Indianapolis. Like, I know him. So... Just put it together through that, told him to talk to him, trying to put something together on this I Miss You track, dealing with the music, and he put it together for us. And
I listened to the track. It was nice.
Like, I appreciate it.
It was really nice, man. I hope people, you know, that's listening right now, man, go check out that joint right now. Dello, D3, Boosie, I Miss You, and join out right now on YouTube. You need to go check it out, man. I like that thing, for real. That motherfucker right there slapping.
I'm at it.
You plan on doing any more projects with him in the future?
Yeah, we finna drop some now. Like, I got.
Can we get a little preview of what they may be called? Or,
man,
come on, man, you gotta drop some sauce here, man. You can't just. I'm not gonna let you walk out the door like that. You gotta drop some sauce.
Listen, coming soon.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. It's 392. It's called Demon Time.
Demon Time.
Yeah.
Why?
Not saying that because I'm just
not saying that.
I'm just
what? Just why demons?
I'm like, letting out everything I've been holding in.
Even Donnie looked over like, what the demon time, bro?
Like, I'm letting out everything I've been holding in.
Hey, man, what, the demons? Have you been fighting demons, sir?
Nah, I ain't fight demons in so long. It's done been a minute since then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I done overcame a lot. Like,
was it something that maybe, was it drug fueled or was it just something you had going on mentally?
No drugs. It was mentally, as in life.
Like, yeah.
Not understanding life.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to understand it because I'm reading more and I'm going to church. So stuff's starting to make sense to me and I'm understanding life.
How's that been? Like, you know, I don't hear a lot of rappers come in, you know, and talk about going to church. You know, actually saying that, even mm-hmm. in their interview, saying, "Hey, man, you know, I'm just rapping out. I'm going to church. You know, that kind of. How has that been?
Yeah, hey, like
for real, man.
I wouldn't even be everyone for him. So I try. Like, I don't go every Sunday. Or anytime I can go, anytime I go at least a couple Sundays a month. I'm gonna go just because like I overcame a lot. And I feel like I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for him. So I got to at least go hear it. At least go pay my way sometimes. Like,
What turned you back to church?
Not understanding death. I didn't know what death was as far as when it hit so close out of nowhere. So I wanted to figure out or thought I was going to understand why do we die. Like, why we just can't live, why we live in a die type. So I thought I was going to get that by going and talking to him and pulling him to the side. And it was never an answer, a real answer. It was just a run around. So just there, listening to the word, healing me.
Yeah. Did you genuinely feel healed?
Yes.
When you walked away from church?
Because they didn't lie to me. They told me exactly what it was. And now I understand.
See, I feel like, and I love that because it's like, I feel like, people should want that no matter what was the key word of what you just said, telling you what you needed to hear, not what you wanted to hear. We always run through this world where people always tell each other what we want to hear. Oh, you asked me, Donnie, hey, you like this hat, Sharp? Oh, I like it. Well, because I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. No, if that shit's fucking ugly, it's fucking ugly. Take that shit off. You know what I'm saying? People need to hear it. Don't tell them what they just want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. You might have thought it looked good today, but that shit looks hideous.
Definitely.
And Donnie, that ain't me just capping on your hat neither. I think that shit does really look cool a little bit. Talk to me, loved one. Goals for the next 5 years. Where can we see you? Where can we see Dello?
In Cali.
Oh, change your residence.
Yeah, in Cali.
Yeah. You think you could two-step down here in the music game with him?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I'm already been looking for houses.
I'm going to love to interview you in about the next 5 years. Because, boy, if your ass don't make it, I want to see, too. I'm going to let a few years go by. And we're going to want to really see. Because you came in with some confidence about that. For real. It's just a tough cookie around here, man.
I'm going to be closer than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be closer than you think. I'm already, like.
Do you feel like you've outgrown Indianapolis? You feel like you've gotten everything you was going to get there?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Time to close the chapter, not the book.
Closed. Yeah, Cersei's.
Please tell the people where they can find you and find your music. Anything new coming out, man, you know.
Yes, sir. You can find my music on all platforms. I'm Grindtime Dello everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. I be
TikTok.
Everything.
What you be cutting over there on TikTok?
I ain't going down on top. I told you I got 8 kids.
Hey, let me ask you. You got a TikTok. You make money over there?
Yeah.
Biggest check you made on TikTok?
Man, it ain't really nothing like it. I don't understand what a biggest check. I done cashed out me a couple $2,500, $4,500. But I ain't taking serious. I ain't really taking TikTok serious.
That's still some cool money. And yeah, to not take
bills.
It serious.
It pays some bills.
Yeah, to not take it serious.
It'll be turned up, but I'm doing too much. Like, I gotta sit down and put everything together, then we're gonna run it up.
Yeah.
We definitely gonna run it up. I'm just doing too much right now.
Most you've ever spent on a project?
70. That I miss you was 70. Ooh. I had to get him out All-Star Weekend. I need him in the right clothes looking for the church. Like, everything costs. Like, definitely verse, video, clothes, delivering cars from one state to the next state, bringing them back. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was real, like, and I didn't know it, but then that's when I knew I had to take it serious because, like, this ain't no cheap profession.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get it together. Then when I started seeing them ASCAP chips, I knew this is what I wanted to do. Like, yeah. Okay, sweet. Like, once I hit a million in the videos, and I seen features, and I seen people trying to book me for $1,500, like, okay, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a boss of myself, so I'm working towards myself, and it feel good when somebody getting your DM, like, what you want for a feature? What you want for a show? Or woo, so, like, that's, it makes me happy. So that's what I'm
on. Man, you know, us as some street cats, whatever, coming from where we come from, we ain't never seen nothing like that. That shit is, it really is life-changing, and I think anybody who's ever had to take that transition like me and yourself can understand that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Of like, it's like how you over here, like, you proud of that. You like, man, now I done did worse and more for less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to be basically doing literally nothing. You know what I'm saying? But just, and being you, getting paid to come and do your thing, man, and people want your presence is a euphoric feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, I appreciate you for coming. And I tell you this, church, you got a couple years. Don't you already put your foot in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Here, I'm coming here. All right, yeah, bro. I'm definitely going to follow up with your ass.
I done passed up a couple boys, like, they didn't offer me something that I already had, so, but, like, I'm not just that. That's why I'm pushing harder. I'm going to push harder. Once I seen that came, I'm like, okay, that's not enough. I
like
that.
Like how you said, like, I'm not taking something I already had.
Can't. Like,
you know what I'm saying? It don't make sense.
It don't.
And shit don't add up.
It don't, no matter what it is. Like, I understand no such thing as a bad opportunity, but sometimes you just got to sit down till you come up, bro.
Yeah. What's the most you ever had a label come offer you?
300. I just spent 200 and some on a roll, so I can't really take 300 when I just spent 200 on a car. Like, I gotta take something. I'm about to buy me a house in Cali. You feel me? They ain't
same fucking
cheap.
Look.
They ain't coming cheap, baby. Like, so, like, you gonna have to really, like, get me together, and I'm gonna show out.
Yeah.
Like,
what did they want from you for that 300? Like, what were they asking for? Like, album wise, all the type of shit.
They said 4 albums. Like, and then not only that, that's when I was trying to figure out, like, is this 300, like, all for me? Or am I going to have to pay this back? And woo. When he's like, yeah, you have to pay this back. I already know what type of deal I want, because I really just want somebody to turn me up. Like, man, like, I think I can get to where I'm going with some promotion or a platform. You don't even need no money, because whatever the checklist is, I'm going to make sure I get it and I bring it myself. Just give me a platform or give me somewhere where I can let somebody hear me out other than what I'm doing, and it's gone. And before you know it, the right ear hear me, I ain't gonna need nobody. Like, it's gonna be one of them ones. Like, where was he at? Why we ain't? And I've been there the whole time. Like, page sponsored, Google ads, I'm there. So it just, hey, God got me.
I think that's why people don't really understand how independent artists like yourself get up on these platforms and get up, like, y'all go and y'all pay for promo. Like, you take, say for instance, go to No Jumper, pay the money that is to get my promo up, get my stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's digging in their pockets,
yeah,
bro.
I gotta
but get everybody's it. Screaming for a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's screaming for a chance, yeah. But nobody's ever really reaching and investing into themselves.
Yeah.
It really does take investments.
It does.
You gotta reach, man. I mean, this isn't 87, 86 where Michael Jackson was born. They finding boys on the street corners.
No.
You gotta really have some money to really come and play.
Not for real.
In the music game.
Now, you can't expect for somebody to want to put some money into you if you ain't put no money into yourself.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't sit there, church. How can I say this, right? So let's say I'm Dello. You want me to manage you, right? I come and I look at you. I'm like, you like, yeah, man, I need 500 for this project. You know what I'm saying? I need 500 just to get the project moving. Okay, I'm going to start looking at your clothes, start looking at your jewelry game, start looking at the cars that you're driving. No. I'm going to start looking at some of the other projects that you've invested into. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if you add up to that 500. You know what I'm saying? I said this shit before, bro. to even catch, look, it ain't look like a million to catch a million. You got to look like a million to even catch 50 bands, $50. You know what I'm saying? The way that it outweighs is crazy. It's crucial.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Yeah, nigga, 2 years. You got 2 years, Church. Hey. 2 years, and I need you for real. I want to hear what your stay is and how it is transitioning from being an Indianapolis rapper coming down to California and trying to do a takeover.
Indianapolis Prince.
Love Prince. I love Prince. They turned that nigga house into a tour house, man. It's getting toured now.
I'm real.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to need you back, Church, for real. We're going to do something. Cause just because of what you said, I know I always say that, man, but trust me, everybody that I bring on this motherfucker can always come back, man. The door is always open.
Yeah, sir. It's going to be different when I come back here. You're going to know. I might not sign a deal, but I got that dish drop telling me about.
Yeah. You definitely got your bag right. You definitely taking care of business, man. So, you know, ain't no arguments from my side, Church. It ain't nothing but love and respect, man, peace and harmony.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We about to get ready to chime the hell on up out of here, man. We gonna keep it moving. Cause me and you can chop it all day, nigga. All I got more for you, man.
Yes,
but
sir.
We are out of time. Hey, man, make sure you love go, man. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, man, hey, love to mama, man, for real. Your son, he on here, man, for real. And you got him a bag of chips. You did. Hey, man, make sure you go to HamiltonDevices.com to get 15% off the entire store, man, using the promo code SHARP15. Also, man, go over there and go get you some sushi over there in that Paris, California, man. You know what we do. Manscaped, I love you, man. Make sure you keep your genitals clean, man. You dig? The Shark Tank.
It's only money.
No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, use that Tommy gun and shoot us the fuck on up out of here.